The name of the patient is Judith Onusko, O-N-U-S-K-O, Judith. Number one, clinical case of a 79-year-old white female that was referred to this practice because of the presence of a CKD stage 3B. The laboratory workup was repeated. And the creatinine is 1.7, the estimated GFR is 29, the BUN is 49, the albumin is 4.1, the liver function tests are normal, potassium is 4.3, and CO2 is 22, period. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 700. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 738 milligrams of protein per gram of creatinine. With this level of kidney function, unfortunately, the ARB, comma, SGLT2 or non-corticoid aldosterone inhibitors are not indicated. Period. The patient is emphasized about the diet that should be a plant-based diet, low sodium, and a fluid restriction that is between 40 and 45 mL per minute, period. 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension, and the blood pressure reading at the office is 160 over 60. The patient brought a blood pressure log in which the highest is 130 over 80. We are not going to make adjustments in the prescription at this point. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency. She is encouraged to continue taking vitamin D. Following number, the patient has a urinary tract infection with E. coli. And today she's complaining of pain and general malaise, and she states that this pain has been present on and off. But in the presence of pain and a positive urine culture, I feel compelled to treat this infection. We are going to give Levaquin at 250 milligrams daily for 7 days. Following number, the patient has emphysema related to nicotine abuse. Following number, hyperlipidemia under therapy. The patient has been taking hydrochlorothiazide 20 milligrams 3 times a week. She is returning back to Michigan, and we see her in the fall. Paragraph, we spend 7 minutes reviewing the lab, and I have to mention that the revision of the lab, including an ultrasound, that was ultrasound of the kidneys, in which is clearly demonstrated that she has smaller than expected kidneys, thinning of the mucosa, thinning of the cortex, and hypercholinicity that is consistent with chronic kidney disease. And in face-to-face, we're 15 minutes, and the documentation 5 minutes.